Welcome to the Paleo View. I'm Stacey Toth, best-selling author and co-creator of PaleoParents.com, where we focus on real-life solutions for families seeking health.
I'm Dr. Sarah Ballantyne, New York Times best-selling author and creator of ThePaleoMom.com. I'm passionate about improving scientific literacy around public health topics.
I like hashtags and bone broth.
And I'm just a super nerd.
Hello.
So I had a fun experience 5 minutes ago and we started our Skype and you were on video and you totally instigated video. Well, Matt.
I was totally Matt. It was not me.
Totally Matt. But I super appreciated it because we usually, you know, record these as an audio only and we don't look at each other, A, because I know eye contact makes you weird out a little bit. And B, because, you know, the internet can only actually handle so much data and it actually does tend to cause fewer audio problems for an audio only podcast if we're not actually looking at each other while we're doing it. But I got to meet your new friend.
My new bestie, my new beardie. So we adopted a dragon.
a little teeny tiny dragon.
Teeny tiny dragon. So I went into the pet store for cat food. I feel like this is how you also got your last pet. Like you just went in. You went into the pet store.
I went into the pet store for a fish. For
minding,
my fish tank.
Minding your own business. Just like, you know, for me, I was getting cat food. And there was like, you know how they do adoptions at the pet store sometimes, not just like, hey, we're selling this breed pet. And they had this bearded dragon lizard. It's a baby. It's teeny tiny. And she had been put in a cage with someone who bought her at that same pet store, put her in a cage with their bearded dragon, and that lizard attacked her. And so she's missing one limb, all of the toes in another limb, and two of the toes on a third limb. So she's only got like one intact limb. And the boys have been begging me for a reptile since Cole's third birthday when he had a reptile party. And I am not a huge fan of reptiles.
That's a while.
That's a long time, 8 years. And I get skeezed out, especially by snakes. Like, I totally respect reptiles. They're really cool, but they make me freaked out. But I connected to this bearded dragon, who's a girl. We're naming her Triss. Get it? Try. Because she's got three legs.
I thought it was like, I was like, have you read the Divergent books? Is that
She's also like a cool, tough chick. So we were trying
A
bit of a reference. And also
teen
like
romance, dystopic future, novel / movie, which clearly it's my jam. So
I think I'm gonna have to read all of the books now, and by read I mean
I haven't read them.
No, I've seen all the movies though.
That's the in most of the time I say read the books first.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of the Divergent series, I actually think the movie, the end is very different in the books from the movie.
Interesting.
And I think that watching the movie, your order shall work out fine.
Cool.
When you get to the end, text me.
Well, it's going to take me a while to get through all three books, considering I only read while I'm commuting every day. So.
And you're actually going to want to read, there's 4, which is a series of short stories. You actually want to read that between book 2 and book 3.
All right. Anyway, so my point is, this bearded
did our
dragon.
Fans know that I read such trashy, inappropriate fiction.
They love our neuroses. So I go in, and this bearded dragon, and I don't know. I just like fell in love with her. You know how you just have this connection. And immediately I was like, I'm going to adopt her. And I literally was just like, just put her in my hand. And the lady was like, really? Because I guess nobody wants an amputated lizard. And I was like, yes, this is so my lizard. Like, this is it. And she's become my best friend. She prefers me to the boys. She's really snuggly. I had no idea. People say bearded dragons are great pets all the time. I didn't get it. Like, they don't poop. They really don't need like much food and water. You just put some crickets in their cage and they snuggle and hang out all day long because they like your body heat. So
when you said that you didn't like reptiles, and I was like, well, 5 minutes ago, coming up on 9 minutes ago now, when I got to meet Triss for the first time, Triss looked an awful lot like a brooch.
Because totally.
You are wearing your lizard.
I am.
Usually people who don't love reptiles don't wear them while they're still alive.
I just love her. So she's joining us on this week's podcast. Welcome, Triss, to the Paleo View.
She doesn't make any vocalizations, does she?
No.
Too bad. What would a lizard? A lizard would just make like a choking, hissing noise.
My cats are so freakishly noisy. It'll be nice to have a quiet pet.
And why do I feel like this is asking for some kind of revelation? Like 3 days from now, oh my gosh, did you know the lizards make all this noise?
Exactly. It's coming for sure. This house is so noisy, I'm sure she'll find a way to speak. So anyway, it's been kind of a crazy week for me. We adopted this lizard. It's the end of the fiscal year and we launched a new website. Had a few things going on.
I totally didn't know that launching a new site was something you were thinking about, and you just kind of like let it slide to me a couple weeks ago. I was like, okay, so A, I have a lot of questions. B, a lot of other people have a lot of questions. C, I think maybe this is podcast worthy.
It's cool. I'm happy to like have a personal conversation with you and have that be like the information that I share and not have to conversation multiple times.
One of the reasons why I thought this would be a fun way to do this is because we were going to have this conversation at some point anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm going to probably ask you all of the burning questions that most of our listeners who've been listening for a while, all 8 of them or whatever, they probably have the same questions. I was like, let's just multitask and, you know, otherwise then I'm like pretending I don't know the answers, or I'm like asking you leading questions. And then, I mean, I'm sure that would be, we've done plenty of podcasts like that in the past. I'm sure they were fine. But yeah, so the new site is called Real Everything. That is one of about 2 pieces of information that I know.
That's correct. So far, you're 1 for 1.
1 for 1, which I'm assuming sort of is a callback to Real Life Paleo. And I think, like, my assumption is one of the things that you guys have always been the voice within the paleo community is this voice of this is real life. This is, you know, this is not edited to make it look rosy and golden and sparkly. This is, you know, us trying to figure out how to make the best choices we can for ourselves and our family and still being real people. And I feel like the name Real Everything is like the natural progression of that voice that you've already established. Feel free to confirm my hypotheses.
Yep. Confirmed. There. Confirmed. 2 for 2.
I guess my question is like, where am I going to start? Is Paleo Parents going away? That's the place to start.
Right now, Paleo Parents is not going away, but we will not be putting new posts up on Paleo Parents. And we have pulled over all of the posts from Paleo Parents on Real Everything so that people have like one site they can go to for everything, or if they have bookmarked pages from Paleo Parents, either way, they won't like lose information. We might long-term work with a web professional to convert all of the paleo parent links and redirect them to real everything.
But relatively straightforward for a web developer to make redirects. So if somebody goes to a bookmarked site, it would just go to the version of that post on Real Everything.
Yeah. So that might be something that happens longer term, but we knew that it was going to kind of be a transition period / culture shock / shake up the community kind of thing. So we didn't want to give people the impression that we were like abandoning paleo parents entirely. It's just that, like you said, Matt and I have a connection to the word real. We've always felt real. And we polled our audience when we were struggling with the name for our third cookbook. And we were like, hey, give us one word that you would use to describe us. We got the majority of people telling us that the word was real. And that was when we kind of like clicked that we identified a lot with, you know, the real food movement. We've always had an audience of people who have food allergies or behavioral problems and who are driven to kind of a real foods approach. And I think that there's a lot of synergies between the community. And so we thought, as we branch out beyond just being paleo and beyond just being parents, because, you know, our son is 11 years old now. We're in a different phase of our life than we were when we had like three kids in diapers or whatever. And so when we think about what are the things we want to do, all of them are different, but all of them are around kind of being real and being honest and being ourselves and adding that same voice to the community that we've always had with paleo, but just expanding on what those topics will be.
So that was like one of the questions I was trying to figure out if that was going to be my first question, what is the intended, like totally understanding that these things morph and evolve and change, but like what's the intended scope of your topics for Real Everything? Is the idea to kind of expand the things that you're going to talk about in blog post form, or like are you going to start posting a lot of recipes with rice? how when you talk about expanding scope in that way, what are you thinking of now?
So I think first and foremost, we're gonna post less recipes, and that's just, I think, won't be a surprise to our audience, because I've talked before about how photographing recipes is difficult for our family, because the daylight hours that you need to photograph food in good lighting is when my kids are in school and when I'm at work, and it's difficult for us, unless we're doing a family project, to want to set aside that time to do it on the weekend. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do recipes when we're compelled to do them instead of feeling like we need to put content out. And that's just the progression of our lives. And that's being respectful of our kids and our family.
Recipe development, I don't think everyone is necessarily aware of how labor intensive that is. You know, you're talking about a recipe that typically needs to be made, you know, multiple times with typically very small iterations of try this, try this, try this. And then, you know, photographing a recipe well is itself takes quite a bit of time. And then there's go through the photos, pick the best photo, you know, play with the lighting and contrast in Photoshop and crop it and then watermark it. And then, you know, like for me, I would far rather put my time into science content, which is like my other passion, right? And I know that you guys have lots of other things that you would rather be working on as a resource for people than all of the, if it was just a make a recipe, take a photo and like it magically appears on a website, it wouldn't be as big a deal, right?
Right, absolutely. And our team member, Crystal, who's fantastic, actually took photos of a recent recipe for us. We developed the white waffle recipe months ago, and I finally just messaged her, and I was like, can you please make this recipe and photograph it for us? Because otherwise it's never going to get up on the web. And she did a fantastic job. And so hopefully we'll be able to do some things like that. But we only have one member on our team now. That's another thing that happened with Paleo Parents is we don't do as much like vendor relations and audience engagement planning and administration that we used to do. So what we've tried to do is scale back, and then what we want to do is focus on the things that really matter to us personally. So while we're going to do less recipes, and they might have dairy or rice in them because that's how we eat now, there's thousands, well, hundreds, if not thousands, of free recipes on the site already that are paleo focused, and we'll always try to say what can be adapted, but we're going to post recipes that reflect how we eat, which is almost always nutrient dense, paleo-esque, but we do sometimes eat rice and dairy, so that may show up on the blog. But then the rest of our posts are going to be, the tagline is real food, real talk, real life. And so we're starting the new podcast that I mentioned before, Thirsty Brain. It's officially launched. Matt and Cole are podcasting together, and I think I mentioned before, the goal with Thirsty Brain is for Matt just to do a brain dump on topics that are interesting to us or that we want to research. And so, like, he did a recording that will air with Tony Federico of Paleo Magazine Radio on why cavemen died before we do, because that's a common question. And there's a ton and ton of information that Matt has about that. So he like did a brain dump on that topic. And it's kind of like your science posts in the brain dump-esque, right? But Matt's, we've always called him the king of useless trivia. So he's now making use of that knowledge and sharing it. And also it's a really good outlet for him to share it with people other than me hearing it for the third time, because I've been married to him for 15 years. So I think that it's really exciting that the kids are getting engaged. We're actually going to do, we taught Cole how to use iMovie, and he's creating videos for us. So he's turning some posts that we have, like popular posts with a lot of photos, into videos that we can share with people, because he loves YouTube and he's excited to use iMovie. So it's a great like family project for us, for him to get involved and to do that. And then the other thing is that we're going to talk a lot more about real life kind of stuff that we've never really talked about on the blog before, because we're calling it a personal blog. So we'll have some personal opinions. We might, you know, be so brave as to share our political beliefs.
I was like, when you said personal opinions, I was like, but clearly not religion and politics. And
yeah, I think so. It matters to us, and that's okay if it not is not what everybody believes in. But it's been really difficult for the last 6 years to intentionally edit back things and remove our personal opinion from them. And so we're just kind of at a point where we're like, I don't really care. Like, I want to put it out there, and I'm totally welcome intelligent, respectful discussion with audiences who don't agree, or who want more information, or who do agree. But the fact is, like, we want to talk about some of that stuff. I want to talk more about like self-respect and body love. And I have a minor in women's studies. I care a lot about women equality. And so for me, like, those are things that I've tangentially talked about a lot with the paleo community in terms of, you know, eating right and respecting yourself and loving who you are.
Because it doesn't necessarily fit under the umbrella of paleo parents.
Yep. And that's exactly right. Is there's only so many times that I can hear from people in social media or on the blog, like, what does this have to do with paleo? Or that's not paleo, or that's not parenting. Like, we haven't really wrote parenting posts in a long time, other than Cole's ADHD journey. Like, we don't do a lot of parenting posts anymore, just because our kids are kind of like on cruise control, you know? So I think that it's just an opportunity for us to be ourselves. And we've categorized and sorted the blog so that if you just want to go look at the food stuff and you don't want to read about all the other stuff that we're also going to be talking about, you can just go to like that categorization of the blog, the real food section. Or if you're just looking for our podcast, there's the real talk section, because I have two podcasts and now Matt has a podcast. And then we'll have the real life section, which will be all the other stuff that people may or may not be interested in. But, you know, part of it for us is branching out into the real food community, more broadly than just paleo. And I think that that's a lot of paleo bloggers are doing that now. Like, they're changing their domain to their personal name because they themselves have been doing it for, you know, 5+ years and want to expand the audience and influence more people to be healthy and live this lifestyle. And we will continue to do that. We haven't changed who we are. We're not quitting paleo. We're not like doing that whole thing, but we are following what really works for our family. And for us, you know, when our kids had that conversation, the family meeting with us a couple of years ago, and told us that they wanted us to not write any more books and they wanted to pull back on the blog, we've been working on that since. And this is finally, I feel like, such a relief and a release for us to be able to kind of like let go of all of the requirements and responsibilities that we felt that we had with Paleo Parents, which totally self-imposed. Nobody, you know, was holding us accountable to anything, but our audience requests things or expects things. And so for us, this is our way of saying like, hey guys, we are real. Like, we're a real family, and I have a full-time job, and we have 3 kids and 3 cats and a lizard. And we don't have infinite amount of time to put out great new content all the time. And rather than putting out, you know, less than stellar content just to get it out, we'd rather focus on the things that really move us and that we're passionate about and that we feel like we can be real about everything in our life. And that's what the blog is aims to do.
I mean, it sounds, because I have many of the same struggles in the sense of, like, I'm a naturally a person who finds a lot of things interesting. You know, like this evening I watched ANOVA about mathematics with my family. You know, my bachelor's degree is in physics. Physics really not related to paleo at all. And so I have broader interests than what I write about. And there's always an aspect of editing that is trying to, like you said, right, take the opinions out, or take, you know, make the language very general and accessible. And, you know, does this phrase need to be here? So when I get very soapboxy, right, it's like strip out the soapbox and go back to the heart of the message. And I think for my writing, for my website, that's really important. But I can just understand how liberating it would be to let go of that and just be like, yo guys, this is me. You know, you either like it or you unfollow me. Like, there's this part of me that's like, oh, it sounds so nice. I don't know personally if I would, I don't know. It's like, it's one of those things that sounds really amazing. And personally, I don't know if I'd be brave enough. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's an aspect of it that's also sounds like, you know, as you start to really just be you on the internet, like to me, like I find, I'm not saying this very well. I find when people have comments on social media or whatever, that are criticisms that, and, you know, I don't delete them. I leave them out there. I believe in people's rights to their own opinions, and I appreciate it when they frame it, you know, constructively, and not everyone is so respectful, but they hurt. Like, it's, I mean, like I find myself I get really upset when I read those types of comments. And, I can imagine that even if I was to make the decision that, look, I'm just going to be me and like, I'm just gonna write about the things that I find interesting and people are either going to like it or they're not. I don't know that I'd actually be able to accept people not liking it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, switching over our social media handles and having this kind of soft launch this week allowed us to mentally prepare for what people's reactions might be. And for me, I think it's a different kind of motivation because just like the kids were the driver for me of paleo and helped me be so passionate about paleo, because I saw what it did to the kids, improved our health and wellness, as well as like generally just being a family, having time together and playing and all that kind of stuff is what drove me to want to be paleo. And then somewhere along the line, I was doing the opposite of what I was telling everybody else to do. I was staying in on the weekends instead of going to the farm or the farmer's market because I had to do quote unquote blog responsibilities. And a lot of that was administrative. It wasn't creative. And I didn't feel like that really gave back to people the way that I wanted to. And so when the kids came to us and said, we want you to kind of pull back and not do this anymore, it was, again, that motivation that I needed to kind of have clarity and a respect for myself and my family and what we wanted to do. And so it's easy for me to now see someone like unfollow or whatever, because I'm like, great, I'd much rather you not follow if it's something you don't want to be a part of anymore, rather than being negative and critical in a negative sort of way, right? Like, constructive criticism is great, and, you know, respectful debate is great. But like you said, there's a lot of negativity that comes along. And so if people don't want to be part of it and they want to unfollow, that's just how I'm looking at it now. It's like, okay, I'm totally fine with us not being like on the same page anymore. I'm going in this direction in my life, and you can go that direction in your life, and we can each still be happy people living our own lives. But yeah, I do hope that we are still the same people. Like, I don't want people, they're going to go to the website and they're going to be like, well, this is like not that different from Paleo Parents, because we're still the same people. And they're, you know, it's like, it's a lot of the same, it's all the same content that you saw in Paleo Parents. And now we're just going to add new variety, and we're still exactly the same people, the same voice. Nothing's going to change other than we're going to start talking about things other than paleo. And just like all of our listeners who are dynamic people, who are multifaceted, who have, you know, multiple interests and hobbies, that's Matt and I. We are not only paleo, and we are not only parents. And so there's just, it's exciting to be able to, like you said, jump into all of the things that interest us, that we feel like we can touch people's lives or add value, or, you know, make new friends or whatever it is with the different things that we want to discuss. And I think that there is a bridge. I was super, super excited when Tony Federico reached out about having Thirsty Brain on PMR, because to me, that is just like, he is such a nice guy. And I'm like, this is exactly like the respectful, like, open, happy community that I want to be a part of, where people are like, hey, 100% of what you're doing isn't necessarily 100% of what I'm doing, but we have this overlap area that I think is really great. Just like Paleo and Weston A. Price Foundation have an overlap, and then there are things that are separate about each of us, right? Like, there are things that are plenty of overlap if you're just paleo that we're still gonna, because that's the life we live. So, yeah.
Well, and I think that it's taking a step back from the details of the foods on a plate to overall philosophy in terms of how we chose those foods and how, you know, like that I always like to focus on the commonalities. So, you know, I'll say, but look, like, paleo is a very plant-centered diet. And yes, it includes more animal proteins than what's technically called the plant-based diet. You know, there's far more in common between those two diets than there is between either of them and the standard American diet. And I think that when you start looking at commonalities, you know, paleo and traditional foods diets, or paleo and clean eating, you know, clean eating being something that, you know, athletes and bodybuilders have done for decades looks a whole lot like paleo. And so I think that, you know, just as a general statement, I think that focusing on commonalities is a much more positive way just to navigate life in general. I like that philosophy that you have going in. I did think of one other question. So as you become Real Everything, but you have the entire, you know, encyclopedia of epic Paleo Parents content, you know, being your, you know, your starting place for real everything. Are you going to continue to identify with the paleo community, continue to use the word paleo as you, you know, talk about the way that your family eats or, you know, new recipes that you're developing, provided they fall within that framework? Or are you thinking more of slowly just migrating towards a lexicon that talks more about real food, you know, whole food, that type of thing?
I think that's a good question I don't really know the answer to. I certainly will still continue to call recipes what they are, and we'll label them accordingly. Like, but I think about an example like Russ Crandall from The Domestic Man, who doesn't call his blog paleo, but his recipes are paleo inspired, but they are specific to his template of what works for him. And for us, paleo isn't the same as something else. Like, we eat rice and high quality dairy, but we don't eat nightshades. And there are plenty of paleo people out there who don't eat rice and dairy, but do eat nightshades. So it's really just about what we eat. And while I don't think I'll stop self-identifying as paleo, I do think that the way forward is less about putting a label or a box around things and more talking about it in the framework of eating clean or real food or that authentic type of approach to healthy living that incorporates not just food, but lifestyle perspectives. And I think that, like, mental health falls into that and body love falls into that. And, you know, activity falls into that, and playing games with my kids instead of watching TV all the time falls into that. And these are all things that we've talked about on the blog before and tried to relate back to paleo, but they were a stretch, you know? And so now it's just kind of like, hey, it's easier for us this way.
I'm really excited to see what this new website looks like. Like, to me, it's one of those, like, starting a new chapter, and, I'm just like, I'm really excited for you, and I'm really excited to see where this goes. And, I really do, like, wish you guys all the best and hope that it's, like, the amazing experience that I know that you guys are trying to set it up to be. Cool. So when this podcast airs, will people be able to go to realeverything.com and see the site?
Yes. Real Everything is live now. So it will definitely be live when the podcast goes up.
And literally, then I should go to Real Everything right now.
It's cool. There are still some, like, broken links and widgets that we need to put on, which is why we're soft launching this week. Because as we start to poke around, we're, like, finding things. That's just, that's how the internet works. So, and then while this podcast will go live on Friday, we're going to kick off, like, a week of official launch on Saturday. And we're going to be celebrating with a lot of giveaways from our favorite brands and partners that are going to allow us to emphasize and focus on the different topic areas that, you know, we want to talk about on Real Everything so that people can get a feel for what to expect. So I know we're going to be giving away, like a iTouch or something like that for people to listen to podcasts. We're going to be giving away Beauty Counter to talk about safer skincare. We're going to be giving away lots of paleo food to talk about the different brands that we still love and support. So people should definitely make sure to sign up for our newsletter and to visit Real Everything this week, this launch week, which is October 1st, 2016, since I know somebody will be listening to this podcast years from now, which just blows my mind. But anyway, because I meet those people and I'm like, why would you listen? And they're like, we love it. I wonder if they need, you know, mental help to go back and listen to us that long. But we love you and we love that you support us. I'm just teasing. But anyway, the first week of October will be our official launch week, and people should definitely enter giveaways and let us know what they think. We, like I said, are welcoming constructive criticism and respectful conversation, and we can't wait to hear what people want to know more about and want to hear from us, and to start being ourselves on the blog. Not that we haven't been ourselves, but just, you know, peeling back the onion a little bit and no longer removing so much of our own personal opinions.
So because you said it's live right now, like I went to the website while you were talking just now, and it is so pretty.
Thank you.
I really like how it's laid out. Like, it's just, the navigation makes a lot of sense, and I think people are really going to like poking around. And you know, it's probably funny, it's like people will be motivated to go check out the new site because they're like interested to see what it is. Mm-hmm. And they'll end up finding like content that you posted ages
ago.
That they're totally loved, and they're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea this recipe was here, and I'm so excited about it. And that's gonna be really fun. I think it's that rediscovery, you know.
Yes.
I think I'm like, oh yeah, that recipe. I'm already doing that.
Yeah, we were excited because when you create something new, it's a lot easier to just like do what you want. And since we created our blog 6 years ago, like mobile and SEO wasn't a thing for websites. And so we've been hacking that, but we're really excited. The mobile application of the website is so much easier to navigate and use on our new website. So for people who use Paleo Parents on their phone, I would highly recommend that you start using Real Everything. There's a search bar in the site itself. You can just search for what you're looking for because it's a lot easier to read on your phone. I personally look at our website on my phone all the time and just was like really, really frustrated with our mobile layout. So I'm excited about how clean and easy it is to use. But thank you, Sarah. I appreciate your kind words.
It's super cool. I'm very excited. I'm like drawn into it already. So,
well, maybe really, we should wrap up and I will let you go explore and find all the recipes that
really,
you haven't
this is
made.
What I thought I was going to turn on a lucky egg and level up on Pokemon Go tonight, but clearly, my plans have changed, and leveling up can wait till tomorrow. Or maybe I'll just have to try to multitask. No, there's no multitasking.
Yeah, it's difficult to do that with Pokemon. You gotta
like,
leave it on your screen.
What can you do in the 20 seconds
while you're evolving things? Yeah, for sure.
Not a whole lot. I actually have found, as much as I love the strategy of evolving a bajillion things over 30 minutes, it is the most boring 30 minutes of Pokemon Go. It's like super important for the game. I'd rather play all other aspects of the game. That was like totally like, and that was a tangent. We have devolved into what my real life actually looks like.
Alrighty. Well, you have fun doing whatever it is that you're going to do. And
I'm going to try and multitask is what I'm going to try to do.
Awesome. Good luck with that. I'll look forward to hearing about how your leveling and your lucky egg goes. Thank you to everyone who is already checking out Real Everything. Hopefully you're not doing it while you're driving. And if you have any questions or comments, please let me know. My new email is stacy@realeverything.com. I know it's real difficult, and we'll be happy to touch base with you. It's unusual for me to give my email out to everyone, but I'm excited to create kind of a unique personal relationship with everybody. And if I have a smaller audience because a bunch of people don't want to be a part of it, that just means I get to have a closer connection with everybody else. So thanks again for tuning in and listening and supporting our blogs, all of them now. And we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to The Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites or by donating through PayPal.